Dave Sobel with the Business of Tech podcast, a bonus episode, a conversation with Heather Margolis. This was inspired by a conversation where we were talking about the changes in privacy laws and how they may have snuck up on solution providers. And so I wanted to talk more about it, and this is that conversation. Heather Margolis with Spark Your Channel and Channel Maven. So Heather, tell me about canned spam and GDPR and CCPA. Like, how did that screw up their traditional marketing partnership relationship?
Well, and I think canned spam has for a really long time. It's just that none of us have realized it and tried to help partners out of that. But if you think about the way partners use through channel marketing automation tools, they work with anywhere from 5 to 25 different vendors. So at any given moment, they're logging into one vendor's through channel marketing automation tool, sending one piece of content via email to their entire audience, logging out, logging into the next one, sending another piece of content, logging out, logging into the next one. Not to mention they're totally bombarding their audience and shouldn't be doing this. But if somebody unsubscribed from that first platform and the partner didn't make note of that and moved over to the next platform, they've just broken canned spam laws.
Okay. Got it. And so it comes from the fact that they're logging it, they're putting it in multiple locations. So does GDPR and CCPA have similar restrictions that are causing the same problem?
Well, it's a question that you have to, that the vendors have to ask their through channel marketing automation tools. GDPR and CCPA talk about how data is acquired, stored, and used. So if a partner has acquired that list correctly, has gotten their opt-ins, has loaded the list to a third-party tool that they don't own a license for, if there aren't measures in place, that has just broken those regulations. So now they've loaded it to a tool they don't own that it's being stored in. Forget how they're using it. The fact that they're using it is probably okay. But the question is, are they breaking those regulations simply by loading their data and storing their data in a platform that they don't own?
Gotcha. So a process that was already not great is now worse because there's actual restrictions, which we would probably think are for good reason, on the where this data can go and how it can be managed. But in this indirect channel marketing model, because we're partnering to do work together, you're actually inadvertently breaking laws that are there for a good reason. That's the problem.
Right. And I was just at B2B Marketing Exchange this week and talk to so many people about the right way to do demand gen, right? You start with social, you socially sell, you engage them via some interesting content, you use account-based marketing and retargeting. And nowhere in there does it say send email over and over and over again with one piece of content that they need to download and read.
Vendors are spending a ton of money on helping partners to market, but I think I could argue that it's to isolated success. Why, in your mind, like, what's the big reason why this relationship hasn't been effective?
I think first, the vendors, and I was one and I work with them, we're not all thinking about the partner's business. We tier our partners based on their revenue. We should be tiering partners as well based on their marketing competency. You're not going to move a partner who's at a level one to a level 10. But can you move that partner who's a level one to a level three? I think it's thinking about the different ways that partners engage our prospects overall instead of forcing them into a tool that's going to make them do demand gen the wrong way. Let's give them relevant content that they can customize that is multimedia. Everyone knows they want to watch a video or listen to a podcast before they read a 15-page white paper.
Right.
And a lot of what we're doing today fills the funnel, but does not nurture the funnel. So we as vendors need to think about how to better nurture the funnel and help partners close deals with the type of content we provide them with.
So then flipping to the other side of this equation, when I look at the data out in the marketplace, the data tells me that the average solution provider spends only about 3% of their budget on marketing. You're a marketing expert. You're coming at it from this person. Is this appropriate? What do they look at as for a baseline to know that they're getting some good results?
I'm going to answer that question backwards. So I believe 10 years ago when we did marketing as marketers. We handed it off to sales and it became a sales problem. Now I feel like it's a volley. marketing is doing some things to fill the funnel and to build awareness, and to build awareness that there is that pain point that they solve with their prospects. Maybe they hand it over to sales. Maybe it goes cold and sales hands it back. So I think that we need to enable not just the marketers at the solution provider and MSPs, we need to enable the sales team as well and make it something that sales could quickly, within seconds, customize something like a video and send it out. Yes, there's probably more budget that needs to be spent on marketing. I would say also that the vendors need to be willing to build relationships within their alliances. So we used to, when I was on the vendor side, we were always so protective of our partners and our content and the tools we were giving them and hesitant to train them to do marketing because what if they then go and sell our competitor? What I would say to that is now we're selling a business outcome, and that rarely includes one single technology solution. It usually includes multiple solutions that the partners need to feel like we're all in it together and singing kumbaya and making sure that when they're engaging their prospect, it's done right and that they don't look like a totally different company every single time they send an email from a different vendor.
From the vendor side, it's bringing it together, knowing you're part of that ecosystem. And on the solution provider side, making sure that you're consistent with your messaging, but also not just thinking about it as a marketing activity, but making sure that you're enabling sales to use all of that content. We probably ought to measure this more from a sales plus marketing spend versus just marketing and sales spend.
I would say so, yes. And I would say that to any small to mid-sized business, whether they're going through the channel or not, it really needs to be not a handoff, but hand-holding and making sure that you guys are supporting each other and saying the same thing so that as the prospect goes through that buyer's journey, they're not feeling like they're talking to two completely different companies when they hear from sales and when they hear from marketing.
Gotcha. Well, Heather, if anybody has any follow-up questions, how can they reach you?
Absolutely. Heather@sparkyourchannel.com or Heather@channelmaven.com.
Awesome. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks for listening to this bonus episode of The Business of Tech.